It's always good to get trophies, and when you're in competitions, you want to do your best to get as far as you can in them. And I've always had that view with the McKenna Cup, that, you know, get as many games as possible, get your round games, get your semi-final, and get your final if you can. And when you get four games out of it, you've done very well. But if you get four games and have the trophy at the end of it, you've even done better, and that's very good.
The competitive nature of the game, how much of a fuss is that coming into like a league season?
Yeah, that we knew that Donegal are a rejuvenated outfit. They've got Jim McGuinness there again. We know that he's got plenty of tricks up his sleeve, and he knows that he puts a lot of dedication into creating a team that's very difficult to play against. And we saw that in the first half, where we had the breeze and only be 2 points up. It looked like they were in control of the game. So we had to really have a new focus in the second half, and maybe go back to the game that they play best, is the running game. They're a good running game team, and that's what it took in the second half against the breeze, to play with control and to create scores. You know, hold on to the ball, but make sure you could finish with a dead ball or a score. And I think our players did that very well. I think it was also important that to open up the gap. If they had started to close it in on us again, they would have got momentum, they would have got more energy, and I think we'd have been on the end of a bad night. A number of new players there that haven't been around playing regular time in the last few years, and a number of them have come in there and showed that they're well capable of doing that. Again, it's the level it's at now. It is a subsidiary competition. Nobody's got their full hand out, so to speak. So you have to factor that in, that when we hit Division 1 and hit Tralee next week, then it's a different story. So it's going to ask a lot more of us. Obviously, when you're closer to players and working with them, I mean, I've admired them in the last few years, the progress they've made and the strides they've made to become a top four team. And you're definitely looking into there's real potential in that team. But then again, it is true, when you get to work with boys toe-to-toe, night-to-night, you actually begin to appreciate just how good some of them are. And looking from a distance, you know they're decent players, but you mightn't just know how good they are. And when you're in working closer with them, then you get another insight to just what they're capable of.